السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. We welcome you to another episode of Ask the Imam, question and answer and fatwa session. So we have quite a few questions. As you know, if you want to post your questions or your questions to be answered, please send us an email at asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is asktheimam@themasjid.org. We found this question actually in the suggestion box. We have a suggestion box by the administration office. You could also use that to post your questions if you don't want to send it by email. So we received this. This brother or sister, actually they're talking about the introduction to the khutbah. Every khutbah, you do the same introduction. And, you know, it's whether it's khutbah al-haja or your own introduction that starts with praising Allah and sending blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and so on and so forth. This brother or sister are asking, can we just cancel this and save time and get to the topic straight ahead? What do you think?
First of all, I would like to say this introduction to the khutbah, some people can make it too long in a way that it is basically in a khutbah in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will lead that the topic will not be covered and stuff like that. So maybe if something like this, yes, I agree, we should be, you know, cautious of this. But if you think about like khutbah al-hajj, there's no need for it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do khutbah al-hajj.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. Sometimes the khutbah al-hajj will be the only khutbah, the only talk, and it may be followed by other speech, but I think this is coming from us listening to khutbah al-hajj and this introduction as a mechanical thing. You know, it's like when I ask people, what did the imam read in the salah? One asr. I said, wrong. They said, Sheikh, he did. I said, the Fatiha first. So al-Fatiha became, you know, yeah, automatic things. You
right.
think, reflect yeah. upon what it means. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for a purpose,
you
do Salat al-Hajj. Inna alhamdulillah, anhamadu
wa nasta'in.
And I think it's important for you to reflect upon
the meaning
of khutbah al-Hajj, right. The verses that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give as a reminder in this khutbah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great reminder itself. Wallahi, I don't mean anything by what I'm going to say, but sometimes the only good thing in the khutbah is khutbah al-Hajj in some people.
You're right.
You know?
And that's the most eloquent one, right?
Yeah, so that would be my suggestion. Also, we became like so mechanical and like, you know, so dry sometimes. Hey, go to the topic straight. Also, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said,
yes,
imam, do not start with praising Allah. Do not start with
excellent.
Yeah, and alhamdulillah.
Excellent. Yeah.
There is no good barakah.
Right.
So yeah. Do this introduction for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to bless and to prepare the heart to receive the message.
That's
to prepare the heart also to deliver the message.
MashaAllah, that's a very good point.
So,
very good point.
In a way that will be acceptable. So enjoy it and read about what it means. You know,
right.
Make sure that you make salah salam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also for us in the imam, we make sure not to make it too long.
Yes. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, Sheikh. All right. Thank you for watching this episode. Again, we remind you it is send an email to asktheimam, all one word, @themasjid.org. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.